defensive back Jamar Wall.
We're loving the expectations, you know. It's something new for us. We had never been ranked that high. And so having those expectations is making us push that much harder to work every day so that we can prove that we were worthy of being up that ranked that high.
Mark, you think if y'all going to live up to those expectations, it's up to the defense to continue to improve like y'all did last year?
Oh, yes. It's no way why we shouldn't. No reason why we shouldn't, you know. Offense will always get their points and get the yards that they want. And so, like you said, defense will continue to improve. We have a lot more experience this year and a lot more guys ready to play.
Do you feel a little bit more pressure going into this year, or is it not? Or is it
no, not really. No, not really pressure. Like I said, it's just we've wanted it for so long, and now that we have it, it's just something that we're going to have to push to stay ranked that high and even higher. So I don't know, but I'm sure everyone else is on the team too, but I'm loving it.
Were you excited to see yourself like number 8th, I think, is the highest I've seen in some preseason? Surprised, excited? What was
it? Yeah, it was surprising to me. Like the most I've heard from was 12, and then one day I heard 8. It's just different people have different opinions, and our opinions, the higher we are, the better. It's great because the way we work, it's no reason why we shouldn't win a Big 12 championship or even possibly be in the running for the national championship.
How has Coach McNeil changed the defense?
He's brought excitement to the defense like no other. His excitement is going from the little things such as details, like running to the ball every play at practice, tackling better, wrapping up when we're in practice so we don't take them to the ground. So we call it button wrap, button hold up, hold on to them. And, like, the little things like that, doing it every day, you know, repetition makes you better. And so that helps us out in the game as you see the improvement from the last 8 games.
One thing that's bitten you guys in the past, you know, you cruise along, you have, you know, a game like a Colorado or whatever. What do you guys talk about that? Is that this off season, maybe more so than some others, look, we can't afford those type of games if we're going to get, we really have a shot at something this year, we can't.
Yeah, we talk about it. We try not to talk about it a lot, but we keep it in our heads, you know, because all that is preparation. Yeah, preparation of how we relaxed this play and this and that, big things happen. So what we do is just push ourselves through and to work through it when we're tired, not wanting to practice, because that is something we've probably done that week of Colorado and all the other games. And so if we keep pushing through and work hard every day, like we're playing Oklahoma or Texas, there's no reason why we shouldn't win those little games.
Can you guys talk a little bit too about the fact that a lot of times you get criticized, at least from the defensive standpoint, of not holding up the end? Do you feel this year, specifically defense, that you have to prove that you're not what everybody says?
Yes, because, you know, hearing that all the time, being on the defensive side of the ball, it started getting under your skin. And so for us to come out and prove that to everyone else, because we know how good we can be, and to prove that to everyone else, that it's not just the offense school, that's going to be an eye-opener for everyone else.
How big of a test is it to go up against that offense every day in practice?
It's always a test. Graham, great quarterback, he can read the defense inside and out. And having the receiving core that we have, it's just tough. And so going against people like that, that gets us prepared for anyone else.
Can Crabtree be better?
Everyone can be better from little things. Like, he's a great athlete. You can't take anything away from him, as everyone else can see. But just the little things. He tells me every day he's trying to get faster. That's something that helps him. Separation, stronger. It's always, even if it's little things, you can always get better at that.
Is it hard to play defense at Tech only because you know they're going to throw the ball up? They're either going to score real quick or Leach is going to go for a fourth down, and then you have to defend. I mean, is it a different sort of mindset playing defense at Tech in some places?
Yeah, because for us to pass 90% of the time, it's kind of hard because we're going against practice against that every day, and then you go to a game, people start running on. And so we have to, like, it's something that you just kind of work out. It helps us on our passing, but also we have our own little period where we work on running, because our offense is going to give us plenty of passing, so that's plenty of work for them.
You see a lot, I mean, obviously in practice you see a lot of the spread offense, but how much do you enjoy going against a spread offense like, let's say, Mizzou, which has they've got a lot of weapons themselves?
Yeah, it's for defense, for DB, we playing DB, it's great because usually all the running, it doesn't get to you. And so it's like a little, no action, and you kind of get bored back there. But going against people like Mizzou, it's great because they have those athletes just like we do, run a lot of spread, and it's put pressure on us. The games are in our hands.
If you had a Heisman ballot and were forced to select somebody from Missouri, would it be Daniel? Would it be Macklin going in as a preseason guy?
Preseason, it'd probably be Macklin. He's a great guy. It's a skill level and his talent is tremendous and just great.
You talked about Daniel and Macklin. How do you think Harrell and Crabtree stack up against those guys?
That's a great comparison. You know, Graham and Daniels both had – we were pretty close to the same stats as us going into playing them. And Macklin and Crab, just two great guys, speedy, shifty, get separation, do great. It's just – the comparison is going to be – you'll probably hear it a lot this year.
You glad with the guy that you have wide receiver wise?
Oh, yeah. You can't ask for a better guy. One of the best guys that people have said – In the league last year, we won a lot of awards. Went up to for the Heisman watch. That's a guy that you can't ask more out of.
Hey, Jamar, when you're in the huddle now or in practice, can you sense a little bit more swagger about this team a year ago? And if so, what triggered? You know, what any one particular thing that triggered that?
Yeah, from last year to this year, just the excitement with Coach McNeil being there. Everyone wants it more. Everyone's thirsty for a victory, the Big 12. Everyone knows that this is our year, that if we any other year, this is our year. And so knowing that, people worked that much harder and wanted that much more.
For the defense, was Oklahoma State the high point last year? And how long did it take Coach McNeil to get that out of your system?
That was an eye-opener. That OSU game was an eye-opener for us and the coaches and everyone else. And doing that, the changes that were made were great changes. I said it earlier, but everything happens for a reason. And so that opened our eyes to do the little things better and get better.
Jamar, are you amazed at the depth of quarterbacks in this league? It's like you never have a week off.
No, we don't. We really don't. We practice little things from 7-on-7 every day to get better because you can never get too much practice, and repetition helps you.
Other leagues don't have as many top quarterbacks as the Big 12.
Yeah, it's just, the competition is tough, you know, like everyone's great in the Big 12. Mostly, if you win the Big 12 championship, you have a chance of going to the national championship.
What has Coach Lee told you, or does he have to say anything about maybe some of the expectations that people were expecting of you guys, that this could be the year that y'all contend in the South?
We don't really talk about it because the people that are predicting us to do good sometimes also criticize us. And so what they tell us is kind of hear it, but don't let it get to you. And so hearing that, he knows, just like everyone else says, they know our expectations. We know it as well. And so we just keep working hard, knowing it in the back of our minds, but don't get conceited about it. Just stay humble and work hard.
Is it nice, though, that I guess this program's just always been known putting up a lot of points, putting up a lot of yards. Now people are talking about the defense, and when they do that, they're talking about the team as a whole and y'all having a chance. Is that kind of refreshing to know that people aren't just associating you guys with a lot of yards and points?
It is, because we've been overshadowed by offense, which is not a bad thing. I give credit to offense because, like you said, they're putting up those big numbers. But now they're getting credit for the defense. While they're getting all those points, we're shutting people down and where they're not scoring as much and getting as many yards. And so soon it will be, hopefully this year, we'll start getting the credit like the offense does.